in Yakima, fell in love with a pretty little squaw. But she wouldn't name the wedding day till he proved he could earn a full week's pay. Took a job up north, but when he came back, she'd run off with the lumberjack. He started to fret, then he heard a voice say, well, don't fret, son, that's a woman's way. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way. You can't trust a woman for more than a day. You can't believe a word they say. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way. The second mate of a whaling ship fell overboard for some ruby lip. But a sailing man's got work to do, so he stayed aboard till the work was through. When the work was done and he went ashore, she had spliced up with the stevedore. He started to fret, then he heard a voice say, well, don't fret, son, that's a woman's way. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way. You can't trust a woman for more than a day. You can't believe a word they say. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way. About the way the woman and the things they did, but I never dreamed it would happen to me. But I learned otherwise when I reached 23. All set to wed the fairest little gal, but she run off with my lifelong pal. I started to fret, then I heard the same voice saying, don't fret, son, that's a woman's chore. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way. You can't trust a woman for more than a day. You can't believe a word they say. That's the way with a woman, that's a woman's way.
Oh, isn't that good? And that was
not Bill Carter. It was Bill Carter, actually. Came out on an acetate, on a promo 4-star 10-inch EP acetate, saying it's Big Jim DeNoon doing a woman's way. But I got this on an LP. And I tell you all about it now, because today's show is a little bit special. If you remember the last show, if you heard it, I said this would be the last show of 2021. And yeah, I was lying to you. It's not. If you listen to this right now, it's live and it's an hour to midnight. It is the 31st of December 2021. So this is the last show of 21. And you hear that? Me neither. That's not the fireworks. That is the sound of no highfalutin mama next to me. Because she's not here. I mentioned that, we both mentioned that last time. She is in the US right now, visiting a whole bunch of people, and currently she's in Seattle. She's got a cold, and I say she's got a cold because it's not what you might think it is, which is pretty sad. Otherwise, she would be here now. I wanted to see if I can get her on the phone so we can do something like a live stream using, you know, modern technology to do the whole Skype live DJing thing, which sounded stupid in the end, and she's probably busy doing stuff and got no Wi-Fi and anything. So I'm here alone, and I thought I'm going to do this show a little different. What I'm going to play today is a whole bunch of unissued stuff, stuff that never came out. That's why I have this LP in my hand. It's just a recent release on Bear Family. Mark Lee Allen was pretty much involved in doing this. It's an Bill Carter LP that comes with all sorts of things, a booklet and even a signed, autographed photograph and everything. And this is on there. As I said, it's unissued at the time. Only an acetate EP came out. Big Jim DeNoon, but vocal by Bill Carter, because that's actually him. A Woman's Way. What a beautiful song. Why didn't they actually put this on an LP, on a 45? I don't know. But yeah, as I said, I have one turntable set up for 33 RPM, which it never actually does. So I'm going to dig out some LPs. You know, the only reason to play an LP here is to play you some unreleased material, and there you go. But the other turntable, Still set to 45, and it's a record I haven't heard yet. It came with the mail yesterday, and I just bought this. It looks a bit scruffy. It is a thing I always wanted to have. Artie Dillon in my teen. What a great like teenage misery type of record on a funny looking label named Candy Cane. So you get a bit of an idea that it's been Christmas just recently. I'm not a Christmas person. Probably there's been some DJs who actually played Christmas records on a show like this. Not me. There's probably even people who enjoy listening to that. But I don't. But I play you the Candy Cane label, which looks funny. Artie Dillon in my teens. It looks kind of scruffy. I have not heard this 45 yet. I just got it out of the package and put it straight on the turntable. Let's see what it sounds like. But all I know is that it's pretty great. Here it is.
In my teens, in my teens, I found an angel, and in my teens, thought I fell in love. That little someone did me wrong now. Someone really did me wrong now. She could make the sunshine turn to
stepping on out to teenage hangout. Ain't no down where the music is loud. Me and my baby would join the crowd. Now where you feel so free to shout at teenage hangout. Big 62 stall with a soda in between. Drop a little money in a mega machine. Play that rhythm when you're doing that bar, man. You get your feet moving and it's hard to stop it. Me and my baby we're moving on down. Down to the coolest spot in town. Me and my baby were stepping on out at teenage hangout. Yeah, man, a teenage hangout. With a soda in between, drop a little money in the reggae machine. Play that rhythm when you're doing a bump. When you get your feet moving and it's hard to stop with. Me and my baby were moving on down, down to the coolest spot in town. Me and my baby were stepping on out at teenage hangout. Yeah, man, that teenage hangout. Man, have you ever been to that teenage hangout? Well, come on, let's go down to teenage hangout. Uh-huh, that's right. Uh-huh, and that's right. You know it's right. Yeah, it's me and
my baby be.
Ooh, man. Oh, that's so cool. You probably know this. That's Tudor Boatman. This is so good. I remember a situation. I mean, probably what you know from Tudor Boatman is definitely Thunder and Lightning. What a monster. It is a really sad story that some people don't actually know if you're not a record collector or anything. Thunder and Lightning, one of the most monster rockabilly classics, was never issued. Just like everything of Tudor Boatman. He put out two 45s altogether. One didn't even mention his name. It was just the Chaparrals. And in the early 80s, Kiss Club of White Label Collector Records, he put out all this Tudor Boatman unreleased material called Tudor Boatman and Friends. And those friends would be Eulen Duvall, and probably most prominent, and also Danny Wolf. And the story I wanted to tell you about was with Eulen Duvall. I once met Eulen Duvall, together with Highfalutin Mama, by the way, at a festival on a beach in Croatia. And I wanted to talk to him because he was a guy you could just talk to. He was just fun hanging out on the beach and everything. And I asked him about Tudor Boatman because I always loved his recordings. And those guys always hung out together. And the one thing he said, which I will never forget, was like, well, Tudor Boatman, he always, well, let's start it like this. Eulen Duvall recorded a whole bunch of stuff for Challenge Records, and he said, well, I got the Challenge Records contract, but he got all the girls. So, yeah, what pretty much happened was that Tudor Boatman was the cool guy, the bad boy, and Eulen Duvall more of the Mr. Nice guy, but both pretty good. And that was Teenage Hangout. What could be better to play after this Teenage Misery record than Teenage Hangout? And there's another record, another reason I play this song. Because what have you heard other than his really cool voice and some really smooth bass playing? The drums. Man, I used to play a bit of bass. I used to play a bit of guitar. And then at some point, I thought, man, drumming might be a cool thing. And the only one single reason I ever wanted to learn drums or ever wanted to have a snare and two sticks was because of the drummer on these Tudor Boatman recordings. His name was Clay Glover, or Clayton Glover, and he was on all of those recordings. And I mean, did you hear those rolls, those snare rolls? It is just absolutely fantastic, doing rim shots all the time. It's just so great. I think if it wasn't for him, I would have never even tried to play drums. I still can't, but, you know, this is one reason to learn. So, yeah, Tudor Boatman and the Chaparrals. I think, wait a second. Here on the LP it says take one and take two. I don't even know which one I played. I think I played you take one. So, yeah. Good. More drums here. This is another unissued one. Macy Skipper. Macy Skipper only put out one record on the Obscure Light label. That was Quicksand Love and Who Put the Squeeze on Eloise. I don't have that. I have a Mariano reissue of that. And it's pretty good, but I really love this next record. I have this on a Norton reissue. Well, it's not a reissue. It just only came out there. It's a Sun recording, Bop Pills. Wow, where do I start? Probably many people hate this record because it's kind of different and, you know, the way it is. But this drum intro and the whole beat, whoever is playing that, I can't get it. I just don't know what he's doing there. But the few people I've been asking who do play drums, I was asking them, how do you do that? How do you get that exact sound? It is, I don't know. It seems impossible to me. Probably only Macy Skipper knows, or his drummer. Here is Bop Pills. I mean, this is just fantastic. Usually, when I'm DJing, I love to put this Norton reissue on there. And sometimes people think, yeah, this is so great. And other people look at me like, oh, man, just let it. Here it is. Macy Skipper.
Woke up last night and thought I was gonna die. Oh, say. I woke up last night and thought I was gonna die. Oh, say. My doctor came a running and my family stood by. Well, now, say, he left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. A man went to hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, sad. And I bumped rock and roll like I never had before. And I bumped rock and roll on every internet floor. Every bebop will be ILL's pop pills. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. A loaded man. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yeah, say, they were creeping through the front door, bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. And I bopped rock and roll like I never have before. And I bopped rock and roll on every inch of that floor. Hey, B-O-B, bop, say B-I-L-L-S, bop, bill.
An instrumental.
That was a band called the Thunder Rocks, who you might know from the one record they made was Oh My Linda, and that's an unissued recording from the session where they did that. And it was maybe not a spectacular instrumental, but man, it sounded so good. It's got an incredibly big sound. I can't tell you why. Let me just get this out here. I think there was a Michigan band. Here it says it came out on an LP on the Get Hip label. I mean, with a label with that name, you just got to get hip. Here, what does it say? Unreleased tune entitled Speed Trap, recorded at Wilfred Studio with Bruce Penner as the recording engineer. So, you know, all the historical artifacts. All right, good. Saber was the record that they actually put their, no, two 45s out. Good. Back to some original 45s here, at least one. A good reason to play that is, it's an inside joke, but Skaba, the highfalutin mama, is not here, and that is why I'm a hungry man. Because if there's one thing I'm absolutely unable, or let's say at least unwilling to do when I'm alone, is make food for myself. I usually just eat bread with more bread, and I'm happy with that. And I guess I'm kind of a loser, but what Skaba actually did was to fill the fridge with all sorts of meals that I have to just defrost in the microwave. And I'm very happy about that, but the freezer is empty now. I ate it all. And that's why I'm a hungry man. Here's Titus Turner on Atlantic.
Makes me long. Baby, get some victuals and come on home. Cause I'm a hungry man. Well, I'm a hungry man. Yes, I like to spread my table with cotton and silk. Eat a whole cake of cornbread and clabbered milk. My knife is sharp and my fork is calling. Stomach is a cotton and silk, eat a whole cake of cornbread and clabbered milk. Last night I went to the cupboard. I'm a hungry man. Yes, I'm a hungry man. Yes, I like to spread my table with cotton and silk. Eat a whole cake of cornbread and some clabbered milk. I'm a hungry man. Oh, yes, I'm a hungry man. Dream.
long for some blues. At night I have those crazy dreams.
Have a clue why this never made it on a 45.
I don't know if it always sounded like this, but it, I mean, that's a, just a really crappy sound quality. But this might be the cheap LP that I'm playing it from. A very unusual recording. That is, that is Harold Jenkins. And Harold Jenkins is, of course, Conway Twitty, before he named himself Conway Twitty. That's a Sun recording. Another Sun. It's just like accidentally I'm playing a whole bunch of unissued Sun. Probably because their unissued archives are huge and there's a whole lot to discover on there. I knew this song for a very long time. I didn't remember it sounded so bad. Conway Twitty, always around. I think I remember the story of how he got his name. I think he just put his finger on a roadmap and let fate dictate what his future name will be. And he said, you found a village called Conway and he found a place called Twitty and said, that's going to be my name. I'm not sure if that's true or that's just an urban legend, but yeah, before he did that, he recorded Crazy Dreams. And actually, as I see now on this LP, that's a really cheapo Pickwick LP. The song before that is called Golly Gosh OG. Yes, indeed. I didn't play it because I don't really like it, but I haven't mentioned what you're listening to right now. It is a podcast called Golly Gosh OG. And I'm alone. Yes, I still am. Which is kind of unusual because I'm feeling kind of hectic here, having both turntables. No time to relax, no time to actually enjoy. So that's why I'm talking so much. I'm about to queue up this next record because I missed that. The next record is Bad. No, it's actually not. It's called Bad. Cozy Cole doing an instrumental called Bad, which is, yeah, pretty orchestral, hipster type of thing. Not really hipster type of thing. Oh, by the way, I'm talking to you in stereo now because I got both microphones. You hear me here and here and there? Yeah. So, yeah, this is all in stereo. And as bad as this last recording sounded, as good as this next record called Bad, Cozy Cole. On a, what's this label?
Is it really?
Yes.
It's called Love. The label name is Love. Oh. And I missed it. Wait. Here we go again.
Bad.
my baby. Hey, hey, let go my gal. Hey, hey, let go my baby. She's my little pet of pal. Call me Father's Hog. Call me Father's Hog. She's a real call beauty in the call of me Father's Hog. I mean, she bought me something special. I think she bought a real cake. I mean, she bought me something special. I looked at her and you flip your lid. Call me Father's Hog. Call me Father's Hog. She's a real call beauty in the call of me Father's Hog. Country mile, the column is Father's Hog. The column is Father's Hog. She's a real golf beauty, and the column is Father's Hog. A rock pop, she makes me dizzy. A rock pop, I'll open my mind. A rock pop, she makes me dizzy. I know right now that she's of my kind. The column is Father's Hog. The column is Father's Hog. She's a real golf beauty, and the column is Father's Hog.
Yeah, another one of those mysteries. Why didn't they put this out? Yes, it's Benny Joy.
And Miss Bobby Socks was never released. Not on Antler or Tri-Deck or anything. It's unissued. I'm playing this, again, of an old white label LP. There's so many... I mean, I don't know much about them, but I think there are countless fantastic recordings out there that somehow somebody decided to just leave... you know, gather dust on the shelf and decades later somebody finds them and they could have been hits. They could have been, I mean, that was a rockabilly classic, obviously, but nobody wanted to hear it at the time. All right, big names here. Like, I'm playing kind of big names tonight. The next one, I think I've played you the flip side of that. Billy Boy, who is Billy Boy Arnold. I Wish You Would is an absolute killer, which I love, and... I never really bothered listening to the flip side. And it's unexpectedly good. It's an absolutely amazing blues bopper. And I want to play this for you. And that's on the Vivid label, Prisoner's Plea. Billy Boy. Just Billy Boy. I think, I'm not sure if this also came out as Billy Boy Arnold or not, but I mean, who actually cares? Here it is.
To the water. That's what caused me to commit this crime. Shot her man and got me 99. If you ever gonna commit a crime, think before you make up your mind. Oh, 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 oh.
I gotta get home and I'm doing out of gas. Baby told me when I left the door, she didn't want me coming in about a quarter to four. I love a woman and I don't wanna fight, so I gotta get home before daylight. Wanna see a train coming about a block down the track. Gotta make that cross and never wanna get back. Now, Mr. Engineer, don't you pull that drive along. If I don't get home by morning, my baby, she won't be around. Well, the train is coming and I don't know what to do. There's a 20 seconds left for me to get through. Bells is ringing and the lights are blinking red. The engineer must think I'm crazy in the head. If you knew my baby and the way she fights, you know the reason why I gotta beat that light. My foot's in the car cause I hit the track, and I can feel the engine steamer breathing down my back. Now, Mr. Engineer, don't you hold my roll on. If I don't get home by morning, my baby, she won't be around. Speed of meter was a calling past 1 and 20 when I sailed on through. Starting to feel kind of funny. Heart was a jumping and my hair turned white when I saw that engine moving out of sight. Engineer cussing and the fireman too. I winked at him a smile for letting me through. I was feeling mighty happy till I turned and looked back and saw my calm little kid a half a mile down the track. Now, Mr. Engineer, you can pull your drum. Cause when I get home this morning, my baby, she'll still be around.
I don't know how often I've been playing this up and down. I had a Ray Campy CD when I was pretty young. I think these whole recordings came out in tons of different formats, on LPs, on CDs, and everywhere. And The Crossing, I didn't know that there's another version of it by Jimmy Lowe. But this thing with the finger snapper, it's just so great. It's just so fantastic. And it's, I mean, his... How could he remember all those lyrics so fast? And it's just, I love that thing so much. It never came out. I don't know why. Yeah, just like I've been talking about Tudor Boatman, also Ray Campy didn't put out much stuff in the 50s. His career pretty much started in the early 70s when Ronnie Wiser started his Rolling Rock thing, which I didn't really like the Rolling Rock label, actually. It was always a bit of, it wasn't, they had fun doing it and it was good as a revival type of thing, but I was never a big fan of that. So yeah, my favorite Ray Campy recordings are those from the 50s that are unissued. And The Crossing is, oh man, it's so good. Yeah, Jim Lowe did a version, I think, on Dot, which is also pretty good. That's at least one I can buy to have at least the song, but I like this one so much more. All right. Man, it's fireworks out there. I hate fireworks. I really do. This is one of those traditions that I never understood, because, I mean, the people have been doing this just because they always did it. But this year, actually, they said selling fireworks is not allowed this year, as it hasn't been last year, I think, too, you know, to because of COVID, to avoid big gatherings, and also, you know, to avoid people coming to the hospital with only two fingers on the hand and everything. I don't know. People don't seem to care this time. It's just constant rumble out there, and I hate it. That's why I'm doing this podcast right now, actually, because so I don't have to hear that. I can listen to music instead. Isn't that so much better? Here is the other turntable with the original 45s. I think I queued it up just in time. I don't know. Last show, Scabba played Glenn Garrison, the fantastic Ballad of Hank Gordon. And that's a rather rare record, and I have one that's not rare at all. You're My Darlin' is kind of a nice teener. It's the flip side of Lovin' Lorene on Crest. And Lovin' Lorene, it's kind of good, but I don't know why I like this. You're My Darlin'. Glenn Garrison and the Note Kings, here it says. It's kind of scratchy, I think. It doesn't look too good, but let's see what it sounds like. Here it is.
My life has been a song since you came along. You're my darling. You're the answer to a prayer when I'm with you. You're my darling. My life has been so sweet, a dream so complete with you, darling. Just the way you are, you're my darling. You're the sweetest dream this side of heaven, and my heart and I both agree that you're the symbol of everything I love. I want you constantly. My life would be so bare if you didn't care for me, darling. You will always be the only love for me. You're my darling. So bare if you didn't care for me, darling. You will always be the only love for me. You're my darling.
I'm sorry. It is an LP, and it's an original one, but it plays on a 45. It's a 10-inch. Wait a second, I gotta fix that. What I'm about to play is Les Paul. I haven't played Les Paul ever before, did I? Not sure about his guitar experimental kind of stuff, but this one is just good because the song is so good. Caravan, one of the best instrumentals ever to be made. I think I'm playing a third instrumental today. Very unusual for me. Let me fix this back. Oh, wait. Ah, it's a satanic message, by the way. Ah, wait, here we go. Here's an original LP. It's Les Paul doing Caravan. And now on 33 RPM. Why did I have 45 set up on this one? I don't remember. Here it is. Thank you.
So yeah, definitely something very unusual for me to play. I don't know why I like Caravan so much, but you can't really mess that song up. It's always great. Yeah, Les Paul on a Capitol 10-inch LP. The new sound of Les Paul. The other recordings, not really my thing. But yeah, sorry for that mess up in the beginning. You know what I really like about old LPs is that the run-out groove, you know, is oval and the needle goes left right. I could watch that for hours, which I probably am gonna do while I am playing you another 45. That's Ann Cole. Got my mojo working, of course, with her classic, I would say, and she made her own answer to that, and that is I've Got Nothing Working Now. Ann Cole and orchestra on, what do you call the label, baton? I don't know. Tell me if you know, if you even listen. I just checked that. I think I'm doing this live stream all in vain. I was hoping that Skaba might be able to listen, just so, you know, it's like we were never separated. But apparently nobody's listening to this. But I don't care. I'm going to enjoy listening to Ann Cole here right now. Thank you. Oh yeah. As much as I love this record, man, her, the sound of her voice on that recording is kind of painful, actually. I don't know, probably they used the wrong microphone for that. But I like it. And that is that doesn't compare to the next record. Normally I'm playing two records in a row, but I have to kind of fix this. I wanted to play you an unreleased Hayden Thompson track. Do you say Hayden or Aiden? Because the H is silent. I don't know. But I have a cheap, crappy Charlie LP here. And I tried to cue this up. I hear nothing at all. I think this is an incredibly low volume pressing. So I have to turn all meters up to, you know, full max. So you can hear something of. And I mean, it's even hard to introduce that one. You Are My Sunshine. I mean, what a terrible song. You cannot play You Are My Sunshine. It can't be good. It is like, it's like a kid's melody. It's a terrible song. Whenever I hear that, I thought, oh my God, this is like, you cannot do this song. He can. I don't know why, but I'm so in love with the voice of Hayden Thompson. He has got such a soulful voice. I don't know why he never got bigger than he actually was. He was not a big legend. I mean, he had his few Sun 45s on. Did he even have more than, man, what's his hit? Wait a second. I'm embarrassed right now. What is the big hit? I can't think of it right now. Yeah, Love My Baby, of course. That's the only song I think I remember that ever he was being remembered of. But he recorded a whole bunch of more stuff. And his voice is just so fantastic. And he was able to do a version of You Are My Sunshine that is just so good. Yeah, it starts a very low volume. And I have to turn this all up. Try to listen to this. It's getting better every second. Here it is.
You are my sunshine. Will you make me happy when skies are blue? Baby, I love you. Well, you never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine with you. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Well, ah, the sky's blue. You never know. Please don't take my sunshine with you. The other night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I was in my arms. But when I won't be even through the bar. That blue bar. In my arms, but when I won't be even through the bar. Yeah, one more time.
Who little harder, thinking of
tell her me, baby. Tell her,
me, baby. I wanna know way in advance, do I stand a chance with you?
If you wanna be my baby, won't you please tell me so? If you really be my baby, well, hurry up and let me know.
Brown. Oh, I'm very loud. Wella, baby. I think that was Nappy Brown's biggest hit. And it's just fantastic. That's such a cheap record. You can get that for like $3. And it's so good. It's great. On Savoy. Just a Little Love was, I think, more of a ballad. He was mostly a balladeer, but I mean, this is just a killer popcorn record, isn't it? Wow. The next record is not an issue, and it's not an original either, but the reason I'm playing it is because I will never see an original of that because it's much too expensive, much too rare. But I feel like I want to play that. You know why? Because I can. It's Jimmy Staton and his Rockabye Band. That is a reissue on the DJ Jamboree label. That's a German label. I think they pressed quite a large quantity of that. All these DJ Jamboree reissues, I think they're from the late 70s or early 80s. They just chose good stuff, it seems, and they all sound good. You couldn't hardly tell the difference between the original. I mean, I don't know what the original 45 sounds like. It's on Blue Hen out of Delaware, and I have a great original Blue Hen 45 coming, but it's not this one because this is like, $2,000 record or something. And another good reason to play that is because there's a female drummer on there. Her name was Honey. I think originally came out as Jimmy Staton with Mort and Honey. Mort is the guitarist, and Honey, I read somewhere what her full name was, I forgot. But she's drumming on this one, and it's got this absolutely great, kind of a eerie groove that she's playing. It's just really good. And I remember hearing that for the first time when the second guitar break comes in. I don't know if that's intentional or if that's accident, if that's an accident, but she goes into, standard 2-4 beat just for, for one measure. She goes like, it's all the time this boom, 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 boom. And then for one measure, she goes poof, poof, and it feels like a train that is speeding up like mad. I don't know if that's the way it was meant to be, but it gives it such an incredible energy just for 3 seconds. I don't know why. I guess you're going to hear what I mean when I play it. Here's Jimmy Staton and his Rockabye Band. I think I'm not sure about the band name here, because that is not the name that's been on the original 45, I think I remember. The Deez Jamboree actually put on two of their Blue Hen 45s, each A-side was put together here on 145. Just if anyone cares. Here is Hot Hot Mama, an absolute rockabilly monster classic.
Well, if you got a little mama and you want to treat her, I'd be a good little daddy on a Saturday night. But if she starts putting you out of your mind, you better switch over to another line. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. Well, tell her that you love her and you want her name. If she don't accept, then you're not to blame. If she's giving her love to some other guy, then you better go and find out the reason why. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. Well, tell her that you love her and you want her name. If she don't accept, then you're not to blame. If she's giving her love to some other guy, then you better go and find out the reason why. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. When you get her out and you put her in your arms, and she starts turning all of her charms, and she wants a love till the break of day, you better go home and hit the hay. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. Get her out and you put her in your arms, and she starts turning all of her charms, and she wants a love till the break of day, you better go home and hit the hay. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. But if you got a little mama, then you wanna treat her right, be a good little daddy on a Saturday night. But if she starts putting you out of your mind, you better switch over to another line. You got a hot, hot mama, but a cold daddy, but it just ain't right. You got a hot mama, but a cuckoo daddy, but it just ain't right.
Well, I'm standing on a mountain looking out, thinking about you and me. Don't know what I'm gonna do. Baby, baby, why can't you be true? Oh, about you and me now. Won't you come back and say you're mine? I need your loving all the time. We two again never will part. I keep your love locked here in my heart. Then we'll pull it down on the mountain, looking down at the sea. Me thinking of you and you thinking of me. It'll be us both right to a T. Standing on a mountain thinking about you and me.
Here I am. Again, I forgot to cue something up. I played this record for one particular reason, which is, I had no idea what it is. I had it in the box, and Ronnie Gill, Standing on the Mountain, Ronnie Gill and the Pastel Keys on RIP, or RIP, I don't know how you pronounce that. Not a killer, but not bad either. Don't know why I have this, but I never played it, apparently. I had no idea what it is. Now I do, now you do too. And the problem is I have nothing queued up. What I'm going to play now? I didn't even look at the clock. I think we are... Why do I say we? I'm alone here. I don't remember. Am I even recording? Wait a second.
uh,
Oh, yes. I was recording. It's good. And I'm going to have to get up a record now. What am I going to play? Tell me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a live mess up here. I'm going to end the show. This point, I'm going to try to talk to you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a 78. I'm going to leave you with a 78. But, oh, no, I have to change the stylus. Oh, damn it. And, oh, no, I have to play it on the other record player that plays 78s. Okay, this is a major mess up here, but, I mean, who cares? What can I tell you about while I'm here? 2021 is almost over. I mean, this year has been probably unspectacular. The mankind is still stupid. We still have COVID-19. I don't know why I'm even mentioning this. Probably because this show started because of COVID-19. About 2 years ago, we started this thing because we were bored and it was lockdown. It's almost kind of a lockdown now again. And can we just call this thing COVID-22? Because it feels like 19 is so outdated. Wait a sec, I'm going to cue up this thing here. What I'm going to play to you is Percy Mayfield. Let's get a bit of romantic here with a kind of a blues ballad. The Lonely One. Isn't that a great chance to play a record called The Lonely One when I'm all alone here. I hope you kind of enjoyed this show. It's been a little different. I mean, no funny remarks from Skaba at all, which I'm kind of missing here. Feels like I'm not doing a real show, but I mean, who cares? I'm not sure if this is queued up right. Percy Mayfield on Specialty, a 78, I think in a not so bad condition. It should sound pretty good, actually. Where are the meters? Here are they. Okay, and it's about, what is that? It's 23:12. So it's 45 minutes until this year is finally over and the next year will finally start. Not sure what that means, and it's probably even the same crap as last year. Many people really love celebrating New Year's Eve. Never got that. I mean, right now it's surprisingly, suspiciously quiet out there. Probably they're all going to wait until they burn all their money for fireworks. Did you ever understand this? Why you, invest half a month of your loan into something that you burn within 10 minutes? I don't get it. I'd rather invest half of my loan into records. And this is one of them. Here's Percy Mayfield, The Lonely One on Specialty. And I'm out of here. Maybe if Skaba had been listening, she's going to let me know. And if not, I'll wish you a happy new year, whatever. And whenever that is, because, I mean, this is German time here, celebrating early. And see you when we are back. Skaba returns in, I think, a week or two. And you hear from us in January. So I say goodbye until then and have a good one. Ciao.
If anyone should wonder why I'm sad and blue, if anyone should ask why I'm alone, just tell them about the love that broke my heart in two, and that I'm the lonely one from now on. If some good soul should offer me their sympathy for love that could be had for someone else, I'll tell them not to waste their precious love on me, because I'm the lonely one by myself. Oh, why must I cry with a broken heart? Oh, why must I sigh and moan? There's no other love to even play the part, so I guess I'll just leave them alone. So Oh, if you want to love and have your love return, just stay away from me and you'll be free. For I have felt the pain of having real love spun, and now I'm the lonely one. Poor me.